We are in the middle of Brachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Quick Mishnah is today. This first Mishnah is a continuation, really, of the Mishnah from yesterday. Mishnah here says, Hayoyoshev b'sfina, person is sitting in a boat, or b'karon, or is in a wagon, over asta, or on a raft. So here, it's traveling. You can't even turn around, possibly, to face the proper direction. So we should do what we learned in the other Mishnah. Yechaven es libo keneged beis kodesh hakodeshim. A person should have in mind, should imagine that he's standing at the Kotel, standing in front of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, standing in Yerushalayim, and having that in mind, so that is sufficient, even though we cannot face the proper direction. Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. Going to speak about the Tfilas Musaf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, three-way machlokas here. Ein Tfilas HaMusaf in Ela Bechever Ir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says something interesting. He says, there is no mitzvah of Tfilas HaMusaf unless there's a tzibur. There's no obligation upon the individual to daven Musaf. If there's no minyan, so then there's no Musaf. Similar to Kriyas HaTorah, where we assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. The individual does not have the obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah as much as the congregation that gathers together, if there's a minyan, has an obligation to have Kriyas HaTorah. So similar, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was Musaf. Musaf only is only something that's done when we have a minyan, when there's a tzibur, because it's very different than the classic Shemona Esrei. This is it's not tachanunim, it's not supplication, and there are no requests. They're universal requests, obviously, for the return to Tzion to bring korbanos, but it's basically shevach. And since it's not like the tachanunim of chol, like shachar, simincha, etc., so therefore, only if we have a tzibur, tzibur is sufficient to daven the musaf when there's a tzibur. That's what chever ir means. V'chachamim omrim, we follow the opinion of the chachamim, v'chever ir, v'shelo b'chever ir. There's an obligation to daven musaf whether there's a tzibur or whether there's no tzibur. Then comes the last opinion in the Mishnah, which is somewhat difficult to understand. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he actually understood Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah differently, and he says as follows, kol makom sheyesh chever ir, wherever there's a tzibur, hayachid patur mitfilas hamusafin, the individual is exempt from davening musaf. Now, at first glance, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is saying exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, the first opinion in the Mishnah, that there's no tfilas musaf unless we have a chever ir. Because it sounds like that's what he's saying. He says, kol makom sheish chever ir. If there's a tzibur, the yachid, the individual, is exempt from musaf. Oh, that's what it sounds like. I don't have musaf. If we have a tzibur, the individual is exempt from musaf. So what does it exactly mean? So the Gemara actually says that the difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. The Gemara says, let's say you have a yachid shelo bechever ir. You have an individual, but there's no tzibur in his, there's no congregation, there's no minyan in his community. So the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says as follows. Well, if there's no minyan, so then he's completely exempt. Tanakama would say he's butcher. If there's no minyan, so then he has no obligation to daven musaf whatsoever. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda actually disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's a yachid shalom b'chever ir, if it's an individual, and there's no minyan, he actually has an obligation to daven. What does that mean? So Rashi actually says as follows. Rashi explains, yachid hador b'ir she'en shamasari. You have an individual who lives in a city where there's no minyan. So litana kama aliba de Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, who says, lo tiknuha ela ba'asara, we only have musaf when there's a minyan, yachid zeh patur, he is exempt. There's nothing to talk about. If there's no minyan, so there's no musaf for you. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda actually disagrees with that. When Rabbi Yehuda says, is speaking about where there's a minyan, he means as follows, ein yachid patur ela b'mako masara, sheshliach tzibur potro. He means as follows, the yachid actually is obligated to daven musaf according to Rabbi Yehuda. What he means is that when there's no minyan, so there's no minyan, so then a yachid where there's no minyan, so then a yachid should daven musaf on his own, because there's no minyan. So if there's no minyan to daven musaf, so then he should daven his own musaf. But where there is a minyan, the shliach tzibur potro, the shliach tzibur is the one who davens musaf, as opposed to other tfilos. So even we have a shliach tzibur who in the past would daven the chazaras hashatz for everybody. So I daven my own personal shmona esrei, and then the shliach tzibur repeats it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to musaf, if there's a minyan, then there's going to be a shliach tzibur, and the shliach tzibur is going to recite the musaf. Then I don't recite the musaf. The shliach tzibur recites the musaf for everybody where there is a minyan. Where there's no minyan, then I have an obligation to daven musaf myself. So there really is a three-way machlokas here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if there's a minyan, there's musaf. If there's no minyan, you have no mitzvah to daven musaf. The Chachamim say, you daven musaf always. Even when there's a minyan, you daven your personal musaf. When there's no minyan, you also daven a personal musaf either way. And Rabbi Yehuda says, when there is no minyan, you will daven your personal musaf. When there is a minyan, you won't daven a personal musaf, because the shliach tzibur will discharge everyone's obligation and no one will daven their own personal shmona esrei.